You've done everything right. Still, everything went wrong. You said yes to God, but the doors stayed shut. The prayers went unanswered, and the pain only multiplied. You showed up. You sacrificed. You stayed faithful, but instead of breakthrough, you got broken. And now you're wondering, did I miss God? Is obedience even worth it? You're not alone, and you're not crazy, because there's a story in Scripture that was written for you. And it proves that obedience doesn't always look like success at first, but it always sets the stage for something greater. So before you quit, listen, because what you're carrying might cost you everything, but it will be worth more than you will ever imagine. Let me share with you one of the most powerful, yet rarely told stories in all of Scripture. A story not just of obedience, but of heartbreak, confusion, and relentless pursuit of justice. It's found in the book of Judges, chapter 20. The tribe of Benjamin had allowed a vile, unspeakable crime to go unanswered, ignored, as if righteousness didn't demand a response. The rest of Israel was shaken. This could not be left unaddressed, so they turned to the Lord and asked, "Shall we go to war against our brother Benjamin?" And the Lord answered, "Yes." So they marched forward, bold, obedient, ready. But what happened next? They were slaughtered. 22,000 men fell in battle. Obedience had led them to devastation. Confused and broken, they went back to the Lord. "Shall we go again?" Once more, the Lord said yes. They returned to the battlefield with bruised hearts, but steadfast faith. And again, they were crushed. 18,000 more sons of Israel perished. Now, two battles, 40,000 dead, all while doing exactly what God commanded. Now desperate, weeping, and shaken to the core, they came before the Lord one more time. "Shall we go again?" And this time, the Lord responded, "Yes, but now I will give you victory." And so they went. This final battle was brutal, bloody, fierce, but it ended with the tribe of Benjamin defeated, 25,000 slain. Justice was finally delivered. What was wrong had been made right, but not without pain, not without loss, and not without perseverance in obedience. This is the story that teaches us. Sometimes obedience costs. Sometimes it breaks us before it builds us. But in the end, God brings victory. So hear me. Obedience doesn't guarantee ease. It doesn't promise applause. It won't always make sense, but it is always the path to glory. Yes, the battle might break you, but the blessing will build you. Yes, the journey may leave scars, but the victory will rewrite your story. You are never meant to walk away. You are meant to rise again, because the same God who allowed the pain is the God who promises the payoff. So stay in the assignment. Hold the line. Keep saying yes, because what's on the other side of obedience is greater than the battle it took to get there. And in the end, God brings the victory. God bless, and talk to you soon.